You can think of the Kansas National Guard Agribusiness Development Team as a kind of Peace Corps with guns. The Kansas ADT is made up of about 60 volunteer soldiers who are using their military and civilian skills, especially agricultural skills, to help Afghan farm families with sustainable Afghan-appropriate projects. Part of the U.S. counterinsurgency strategy, the 9 agribusiness development teams here hope their aid programs will win over the farmers, whose loyalty is wavering between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Kansas ADT Commander Colonel Eric Peck says the soldiers' farming experience helps them understand the worldview of Afghan farmers.
It's an agricultural economy, agricultural community, and if you have that understanding and that background, it helps, it gives you a leg up in understanding how they work and what they're focused on.
The ADT programs focus on irrigation, livestock, high-value crops, and education. Team member Colonel Roger Beekman says he hopes they can help this land ravaged by 30 years of war.
Agriculture has been termed the oil of Afghanistan. It's what they have now that they can create money with and sustain themselves with. At some point, there may be minerals and stuff in the mountains, but right now it's agriculture. And historically, this has been a good agricultural area dating back thousands of years. And the last 30 years have set it back, so we're trying to build that up again. So.
The ADT emphasizes education and mentoring, and Peck says his soldiers are sensitive to the Afghans' cultural wisdom.
We aren't in charge. Our job is to assist them in getting and doing what they want to do better.
There are a lot of shovels in the ground programs, such as this test farm in Logman Province. As the heavily armed ADT security soldiers stand guard, agricultural specialist Beekman and his colleague, Major Troy Price, point out some of the projects.
They're putting an orchard of grapes, fruit trees and stuff, and then a riparian zone kind of on the edge to kind of hold the place.
The crown jewels of the ADT test farm are the crocus flowers being raised for the valuable spice saffron that the blooms produce. ADT specialists confer with Mr. Laliga, the Afghan village elder who is overseeing the saffron crop.
He's the owner of this property and the area where the saffron's at.
Once we found Laga, the man, then we started, could branch out a little bit better.
Without him, we can go ahead here.
Through the ADT translator, Laliga says they are growing many things here.
Like potato, saffron, and some mung bean and other, chickpea and other.
The saffron field is a terraced brown field with small flowers that are huddled near the ground. Glowing on the inside of the crocus blooms are the tiny red-orange threads called stigmas, which are the valuable saffron spice.
Oh, look at that.
It was new to all of us.
Look at that. Oh, that's a beautiful flower.
Yeah.
The Afghan men plant and cultivate the crocuses, and then the village women do the painstaking harvesting work to separate the stigmas from the flower. Troy Price says saffron has many uses.
Fragrances, for spice, of course, for the food. They found that there's some anti-cancer agents. They found that it can be used for women who are having trouble with pregnancy. It's good for heart ailments. So they found, I mean, the more we mess with this stuff, the more we find new things that it can be used for. So very, very useful crop and very profitable.
Price says saffron brings big bucks in the developed world. In addition to boosting farm income, the ADT also hopes saffron will replace another high-profit crop, the opium poppies that help finance the Taliban. But the soldiers admit that if not administered well, the saffron profits could also be channeled to fund the insurgency. Still, though saffron and other ADT projects have their share of challenges, village elder Laliga says the Kansas farmer soldiers are having a positive impact.
The ADT team, they done a lot of work here, like they made a greenhouse in Women Affair Garden and one here like in Demo Farm.
So across rest of Afghanistan, U.S. agribusiness development teams see signs of progress in their difficult mission of making this war-torn country greener, more economically stable, and safer. For VOA News, I'm Douglas Wissing in Afghanistan.